Good morning. Let's talk about baby food. And much of what you feed your little darling contains high levels of lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury. What?
I think that was the biggest response I got from readers was, wait a second, this is allowed?
Laura Riley, who reported in the Washington Post about how the FDA is now pursuing a plan to address the high levels of heavy metals in baby foods, doing so under pressure from Congress, especially from Illinois Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy.
His team in the subcommittee demanded the paperwork from the baby food manufacturers themselves and then crunched the numbers to determine that a lot of these companies were exceeding their own internal limits for lead and cadmium and arsenic.
Virtually all food and water contain some of those metals. They occur naturally, so...
Zero heavy metals is an impossible goal. The issue is that there needs to be conversation between the FDA, baby food manufacturers, and pediatric health experts to say how much is too much. And that's where they are right now.
She says the FDA can't be too strict for fear of impacting those who can least afford it.
You also don't want to make this so onerous on baby food companies that a tiny jar of baby food is, you know, 3 or 4x the price that it is now. Because then who picks up the burden of that? Who pays the burden of that? It's low-income Americans who need those baby foods. I mean, injuring people who are already facing food insecurity.
And about making your own baby food?
There may be heavy metals in some of the produce you get at the grocery store.
So while the FDA gets this sorted out, and it could take a few years, what's a parent to do?
The best thing you can do as a parent is to eat the rainbow, to have your child eat a real broad array of things.
Laura Riley of the Washington Post. Double-digit gains across corn, beans, and wheat yesterday at the Chicago Board of Trade. At 11 today, traders will be pouring through the March crush report from the National Oilseed Processors. Today's farm-to-belly feature is National Spiral Ham Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.